You want to start us with a prayer?
I'm busy right now.
Let the record state that he's too busy to pray.
Hey, we are a little late, aren't we? I guess. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And God, we do thank you. We can come to you and enjoy and laughter. We just thank you most of all for your son that you sent to die upon the cross for us. We pray that we'd help others to understand that they need to look to you for their salvation. We pray, God, that this morning and throughout this day, throughout this week, that you'd help us to have the wisdom to make decisions, be pleasing to you and uplifting your kingdom, God. We want to pray for those that may need your comforting hand or your healing hand or just your hand of consolation, God, that you just be with them. And we know that there's many here. Thank you again for watching over us. And these things we ask in your son's name. Amen. Amen.
Mr. Williams, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm going to open up the Taney County Commission meeting April 4th, 2016 at 9:05 a.m. We don't have any public comment, any commission remarks. Title III funds discussion, Mr. Burnt.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yep.
Did you get some paperwork?
I have got some paperwork, and it's a kind of explaining the Title III funds, what they may be used for, and that.
Correct.
Yes, and goes into that, and then.
You should have also got a copy of our Community Wildfire Protection Plan. Which we worked on the last couple of years, got approved by the state forester, and there's some items I outlined in that plan that we would like to do for wildfire protection within the Western Taney County Fire District, and some of those, well, basically the three main items we want to do is education in regards for wildfire protection. And what people can do around the house. Maybe the other one would be to help them with doing some cleanup, like cut low-hanging branches and do those kind of things. And we are working with some neighborhoods on that, but we haven't really got anything off the ground to actually do that yet. Years ago, we had done the one down south. We done Country Farms. Is that what the neighborhood is down there, I think? We done that neighborhood, we worked with them, but that's the only one we've ever really have done. But the other item that's on there, we had outlined areas where we're really hurting for fire suppression water, or water for fire suppression, I guess. And that would primarily, I mean, in this plan is for wildland, but it would also be any kind of fire.
Is that about installing the cisterns?
That is correct. We had that, and when we developed the plan, we identified six locations that we feel that we're really hurting for water. And we have one already done through some other funding. We got one done at near P Highway and Windmill Road. We got that one, it is completed. And but we have other areas we would like to work on to get done. One of them is 160 and 65. One would be way south near Wild Bill's there on 65 Highway. One would be near Jay and Gunnison. One would be Pine Top Road near Gunnison. It's just these white way outlying areas where we're really hurting for water. And then one way north near Day Road, maybe Keithley in that general vicinity. Anyway, as we worked through this plan, I did not know this prior to, but as I was working through this plan, I found out that the county gets Title III funding, and supposedly this Title III funding can be used to carry out these activities in this plan. So I've talked to Don, and we were kind of shooting some emails back and forth, and I think that's what brought us all here today. The cost, like I said, there would be five additional cisterns we would like to do. The cost for the last tank itself that we purchased was $32,000, and it would depend really on the location how much it would cost to install it, because you know how it is around here. Some areas you may dig fairly easy, in some areas it could be a huge undertaking. I do not have a cost for you on what the complete install would be. I know how much a tank would cost, but I guess I'm just asking in general if that's possible. And I know we're not going to do all five, but my hope is that we get maybe this year one or two of them done, maybe the one at 160 and 65 and the one at Gunnison and Jay, which in fact, if we would say yes, the next thing I would ask if we could maybe put it on that property, the park that the county owns there, I don't even know what it's called, near Gunnison and Jay Highway.
That Mincy Park?
Is it called Mincy Park?
No, it's...
It has like a...
Howell Park?
I think you're right. It has an arena there and stuff, and I don't know if we... That would be the next thing I think I would ask if we... Because, I mean, it'd be a tank. It'd be completely buried. You just see some hookups. That's all you would see. And we would have to put some posts around so nobody drives on it or breaks
isn't
off.
Isn't there water there at Howell Park?
Not that I know of.
Oh.
There may be a well there, you know, but... That's not, you know, well, that's what, 2, 3, 4, 5 gallons of water a minute. I mean, we're looking for 1,000 gallons a minute.
Okay.
And so basically what they would do, it's a 30,000 gallon tank, and it would allow us to remove there's a hookup for a fire truck on, so we could move at up to 1,000 gallons a minute out of there, which would give us 30 minutes worth of water. But what it would allow us to do, we would fill up tankers there, and it would just make that travel distance to a house fire or a brush fire or whatever is considerably shorter.
I see.
Gentlemen, when Chris Burnt came to me, since this commission has never done a distribution under this Title III with the FireWise community required, I had it forwarded to our attorney, Frank Cotty, to review to make sure it complied with everything in the statute. Currently, we have $162,127.65 plus the last disbursement, which I don't know, I don't remember what that was. That $19,000? I'm pretty sure it was about $19,000 additional to that.
Didn't we have to move that? Was it 2 years ago? We moved it from one and had to move it to another because it wasn't being used.
We put it into a special account because I was concerned that eventually if we didn't use it, we would have to return it to the Department of Agriculture.
That's right.
So we did that so that we could track it.
Okay. Yeah, I knew we had done something with it a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And, I mean, in all fairness, you know, there's other fire districts in the county or fire departments that could potentially use that money. And when we worked on this FireWise community plan, I had contacted several of the others, and there was initially some interest from Cedar Creek, and they were the only ones that had any interest in even doing it. But I don't believe they're carrying it out either. So
it's a pretty strict guidelines on what the money can be used for and how
right,
it can be used. So,
right, and to develop
the plan.
It's not
like we just have that money sitting there going, we can.
Right.
I mean, it's very strict on what it can be
and
used for.
And developing the plan, I mean, I did most of the legwork, but it took me probably a good part of a year to get done. And then, I mean, obviously I worked on other stuff, but it is pretty labor intensive to get it done. But I just want to make the point that if there's anybody else that would use the money, I mean, obviously that's obviously fine with us, but.
You want to do two now?
That's what I would like to do this year. I would try to get two of them done. And I had been in some discussion with MoDOT if we can put it somewhere in that interchange of 160 and 65 near that park and ride they have there. And they were pretty open to some discussion there. So those are really the two sides that I kind of think.
What was presented as far as, I know the plan was presented, but what is there?
Are you asking for a specific amount, Chris?
I say, do we just need to give you permission to move forward and find out, get some costs for the actual digging, the excavation, site locations? What are you needing from us?
Yes, that's actually what I'm looking for. That if you would say, yes, that you would agree with that we move forward, I'm going to start getting some actual prices and would come to you with that.
Move to allow Chris Burnt to move forward with the community wildfire preparedness plan for the Western Taney County Fire Department District, Fire Protection District.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Approval of payroll.
Danny's missing his favorite part. He gets to approve payroll so all the employees like him.
Ah.
That's why he always makes the motion. I don't know if you knew that or not. Move to approve payroll.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 440173 through 440227, warrants 6472 through 6473. We've got two journal entries and three transfers.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for pickup trucks. I have a letter here from our attorney, Mr. Cotty.
Well, these are the ones we've already awarded the bid to. Move to approve the agreement for pickup trucks, file number 16-027RB.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous minutes for March 14, 2016, executive session.
Move to approve executive session minutes for March 14, 2016.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. 2015 FEMA flood buyout update.